1904, the Wiener Werkstätte gets a very important commission from Victor Zuckerkandel for the design of a sanatorium in Purkersdorf, just outside Vienna. A sanatorium became especially relevant around 1900 to fight one of the fashionable diseases of the period, which was nervousness. With the design of the sanatorium Purkersdorf, the Wiener Werkstätte can for the first time realize a public building as a total work of art. Hoffmann designs the architecture, and Coleman Moser and Hoffmann design the interiors and the objects of daily use. The aesthetic novelty also with the sanatorium Purkersdorf is the hygienic aspect. It's a completely novel aesthetic environment which is dominated by the color white, contrasting with red, green, blue, and even black. The architecture of the building is especially important and novel. We have a building with a flat roof, which is unheard of in Vienna before. The facades of the building are white with a touch of blue. The blue is used in tiles that frame the whole facade, emphasizing the ambiguity between the planes of the walls and the spatial aspect of the building itself. It's a modern solution to get the spectator or the consumer personally involved in an artistic creation, because the viewer has to define for himself what is a plane, what is a space, to be able to make use of what he looks at. This unusual aesthetics would take the patients out of their accustomed environment and put them into a foreign environment which separated them from their daily life, and they could concentrate on the healing of their psyche.